Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for March 23rd, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and we're looking at the fact today that Jesus is all about a new wineskin faith. It's one of the more vivid parables taught by Jesus, this story of new wine and old wineskins. The story is found in Luke 5, 36-39 and describes what happens when new wine is placed into old wineskins. Pop! That's what eventually happens as the new wine ferments and produces gases that stretch and stretch the skin until it literally blows up. The old wineskin's destroyed, the wine is wasted, and time is lost trying to deal with the mess. It's a shame, too, according to those who preferred the old wine in the first place. The fact is, the story teaches, some people just don't like new wine. "The old is better," said the person who had developed a taste for the old wine mentioned in the parable. That's why, Jesus said, the new wine should be placed into new wineskins. This parable is true to wine production physics, but it also prompts a key question that we should ask ourselves. When the Holy Spirit is attempting to lead us away from a long-held, flawed belief or practice, do we gladly receive that teaching or convicting voice? Or do we ignore it, choosing instead to guzzle down the self-focused ideas that have drawn or driven us away from humble obedience? Do we like the old wine of past practices and opinions, perhaps even cherished religious traditions, rather than the new wine of biblical teaching that is both unfamiliar to us, but also very true to the Word? Many people spend their entire lives in a faith system that counts on the old wineskin mentality to keep people in the pews, or at least on the donor rolls. New wineskin ideas aren't encouraged because flock members who embrace them are all too often deciding that their lives and their growth of faith would be easier in a new wineskin environment. The old guard religious leaders, always hassling Jesus, were the old wineskins in this parable that was given to the leaders after they had hassled Jesus and his disciples for eating with tax collectors. They didn't have ears to hear and had no use for the teaching he was bringing that would later be known as the New Covenant. That's why Jesus sought to build a new movement of faith apart from the temple-based faith of clergy-dominated religion. Here's the wrap-up, my friend. Don't fall into the trap of being an old wineskin. There's always more for you and for me to learn and to relearn. God's plan for the world, the church, and our individual lives is always being revealed in bits and pieces. We need to be flexible so that as the Holy Spirit and God's people teach us things that help our faith to grow, our faith and our vision for ministry might expand beyond the boundaries of our human comfort-seeking sides that so often turn into rigid, brittle walls. As always, I love you, Martin. Well, honey, I had just finished.